Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Soham. Thank you so much for tuning in to Retro Bytes today. Let's get to it with today's topic, Atari Falcon 030. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The Falcon was supposed to be launched in late 1992, but was cancelled after Atari Corp. restructured to focus entirely on developing the Atari 2600, the company's next microcomputer platform, and cancelled. In 1993, after the death of Atari founder and CEO Steve Jobs, the Atari Corporation created a prototype, Falcon 040, based on an integrated microprocessor and a microbox housing. The machine, codenamed Sparrow, was based on a Motorola 68030 main processor and had a number of features that differentiated it from most other microcomputers of the time. The housing of the microbox resembled the later Sony PlayStation 2, as it ran both vertically and horizontally. The Atari Falcon 030 was the first of its kind in its class and one of the most popular microcomputers in the world at the time. Two new graphics modes have been added: True Color Mode, which was 640x480 PAL and 640x400 NTSC. The resolution of a TV was also different, but other TV resolutions had the same resolution as the original Atari Falcon 030, but with a different color palette. The color resolution and palette seems to be identical on both the Falcon AGA and the Amigas, but the latter seemed to offer a higher resolution mode. The Amiga would still lack SCSI and of course DSP, but it would have had a suitable FPU and the ability to run at only 16 MHz as with the TT-030. For 8,000 Swedish kroner you could add a 32-bit chip on a 16-bit data bus and a 68030 CPU for the TT-030 or even a 64-bit chip with an 8-bit memory bus. The Amigas would hashtag I had to have a match for the 32-bit chips running on 16-bit data buses. The heart of the system was a 32-bit Motorola 68030 with 16 MHz clock, and the Falcon used the original case design of the Atari ST, although there was no separate keyboard. Perhaps the most important feature of Falcon was the ability to operate at 32 MHz, the first time in the history of the computer. The Falcon had a 32-bit architecture, the same processor as the Atari ST, but a higher clock speed of 16 MHz and a more powerful processor. It also ran in video mode, displaying a few colors, and it had the ability to display video modes with fewer colors and display graphics. The STE was a 32-bit microprocessor with a Motorola 56001 DSP at 32 MHz, and the clock was supported by all microprocessors, but not the ST. In 1990, Atari decided to release a high-end Unix workstation, the TT-030, as a replacement for the ST with a 32-bit microprocessor and a 64-byte DSP. Compared to the rest of the Atari ST family, it was a bit slower, but still more powerful than the original ST and much more efficient. The problem was that it took Atari 2 years to port Unix to TT-030, and they shipped it with TOS3, which supported preventive multitasking. C-Lab licensed the Falcon and released some variants of its own, including the MK-X, a Mega STE pizza box with keyboard. I mention this because they sold half, promised a desktop version with separate keyboards, but maybe never enough copies to achieve this. The list price for the launch was 16,900 Swedish kroner and included taxes, localization, documentation and software. I don't know if the resale price has fallen much, but in the same magazine I mentioned above, there were Atari dealers who offered it for 15,990 Swedish kroner. Although the 520 stone could not keep up with the capabilities of the Amiga, it offered exceptional sound and excellent graphics. It is hard to find a good deal for the XF551 drive, which was introduced by Atari after the stock of older devices sold out, but it is common to find it for only 10,000 Swedish kroner. It has a 2.5-inch screen with a resolution of 1280x1024 pixels and a color display with a 16:9 aspect ratio. The only Falcon games are those with cheesy 320x200 and 256 color graphics, but then Falcon owners will feel like they are in a movie when they see the AGA Amiga in operation. The Falcon will have a 2.5-inch screen with a resolution of 1280x1024 pixels and a 16:9 aspect ratio. You have to wait until the 1 MB hard disk version is supplemented by an 8 MB hard disk with 2 GB RAM and 4 GB hard disks. It has a battery life of 1.2 kWh and an internal capacity of 1,000 hours of power, or 2,500 hours, The Falcon continues to use SCSI and is the only Atari computer that supports both IDE and hard disk drives. It is much cheaper to buy the base model, add your own hard drive, or buy a third-party storage board if you can add an external SCSI model that is larger and cheaper than the internal IDE unit. This is all for today, guys. My name is Soham and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Retro Bytes and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.